This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stacio, and we have a troubling statistic to report on this Memorial Day. An average of 20 military veterans commit suicide each day. And while men and women killed in combat are remembered as heroes, those who take their own lives after returning home are rarely glorified. But their families and friends remember them, and they bristle at the stigma and isolation they feel as they try to memorialize loved ones who died off the battlefield. Bobby O'Brien is a veterans and military issues reporter with and producer for WUSF Public Media in Tampa, Florida, and a correspondent for the American Homefront Project. She attended a memorial event honoring military suicide victims, and she helped other veterans pay homage to their friends through audio postcards. She's here to talk about both experiences. Welcome, Bobby.
Thank you for the invitation.
Veteran suicide has been in the news a good amount recently. What else should we know about it?
What is not recognized a lot about that statistic is that 65% of those individuals were over the age 50 or over, and also about 70% of them had never even gone to the VA. So we're talking about a population that isn't even out there for the VA to help, but yet the VA was getting a lot of the flack for not reaching out to veterans who have died by suicide.
And again, you know, we're talking about people who are veterans who have committed suicide. There's not really, I mean, what do we know about the correlation there?
We don't. And that's where many of these individuals, because they'd never been to the VA, they're usually older, at least from this most recent study that was done last year. They're older. They very easily are suffering from other medical issues. So I think a lot of people have the misconception that when you say veteran suicide, they think of a returning young adult from Iraq and Afghanistan who has post-traumatic stress symptoms and then takes suicide as an action because they can't stop the pain, where instead, those statistics are more of the older population, people who have never been involved with the VA, and it might or might not be related to combat. You just don't know.
You talk to their families, and they talk to you about the stigma they feel and the isolation and how, in some ways, they're treated differently than those who died in combat. Tell us about that.
Well, that's the interesting thing, especially when you're talking about military suicide. These are individuals who commit suicide while still active duty. And the family members that I spoke with talked about they have a sense of shame, of stigma, that their individuals get remembered for that one act instead of for their service. That was the whole reason that this special ceremony was created. This actually was the third year that the Tampa American Legion Post 5 did this special ceremony for families and friends of military and veterans who have died by suicide.
Describe that event for us.
It was moving, emotional. There were three Gold Star mothers there. Gold Star mothers are mothers who have lost a child in the military to death. Now, it can be killed in action, as two of them were, and one lost her son to suicide. Although, as she says, she directly relates it to his service in Iraq. That is Kathy Sprigg. It was only the third time that she had spoken in almost 5 years publicly about her son's death. And she spoke for about 10 minutes in front of a group of about 50 people gathered in this small, rather modest American Legion Hall in close to downtown Tampa. And she talked about how difficult it was for her to have her son come home and not get the recognition that those who died in combat get. Things like an escort by the local police, or having the name put on a memorial wall, or a photograph with the fallen heroes. She said it really hurt to have her son's death not connected to his service, where she felt it was.
Well, here's a clip of Kathy Spriggs speaking at that event.
Talking about him as a person, makes him not just a number, not just a percentage, but an actual human being that lived and laughed and loved. That's healing.
That's Kathy Spriggs talking at a suicide memorial event attended by my guest this hour, who is talking with us about attending that event, Bobby O'Brien, a veterans and military issues reporter at WUSF Public Media in Tampa. So tell us about that. You said this is the third year that the Tampa Legion has sponsored this event. What's the effect on people? How do they feel about having this event where they can finally be open about what happened?
The effect is not just for those who are close to military and veterans who have died by suicide, but for community members who want to be there to help. What was almost a chilling moment at the end of the service, one of the Gold Star mothers stood back up and said, when Kathy Spriggs was describing her son and how he came home and didn't have the escorts and didn't have the flag put at half mast, she said, I wanted to stand up and clap. I wanted to applaud for her son. I wanted to give him the honor that he did not get. So she called Kathy up and had Kathy state her son's name, Robert Joseph Allen. And everyone stood up and gave him a standing ovation. And it lasted for more than 30 seconds. And then when I was leaving, after I'd done interviews, I looked up. Somebody had gone outside and lowered their flag to half staff. So he got two honors that he did not get when his body was returned home after his suicide.
This sounds like a very helpful event in Florida. You also contributed to this in your own way by helping veterans create audio postcards. Tell us more about that.
Well, Memorial Day, a lot of people seem to have lost the meaning or the reason it was created to begin with. When you say Memorial Day to most people, they think barbecues and sales on clothing and bedding. And instead, it really is meant to remember those who have fallen while serving their country. So normal days of covering veterans and military, I started asking several individuals who I'd interviewed for other stories if they had any particular ways they marked the Memorial Day or individuals that they remembered on that day.
Well, let's hear one of those postcards that you helped for this particular Army veteran.
My name is Kenneth Engasser. I'm a retired CW4 Chief Warrant Officer from the Army, served 20 years in the Army. For me, Memorial Day is special, quite frankly, because I spent some time as an aviator, and honestly, one of my best friends that I went through flight school with, that I spent a lot of time with, went to Germany with, he was shot down in Taji on 16 January 2013. His name was Rex Kenyon. My son's middle name actually is Kenyon, named after him. Usually on that day, take at least a moment to kind of sit back and think of him, and it's very personal to me, and it's very important.
Army veteran Kenneth Engasser on an audio postcard recorded by my guest Bobby O'Brien, a reporter with WUSF and a correspondent for the American Homefront Project. Is there any sense, Bobby, that you're getting that the military and the VA, for instance, are sort of looking at this, taking a second look and trying to figure out ways in which they can sort of be more open about those who have died because of suicide?
There certainly is with an organization called TAPS, which was actually created to help military families with the tragedy of a loss of a member of the military, a spouse or a child who died while serving. But I had interviewed a couple of years ago Kim Ruocco, who went to that organization when her husband, a Marine helicopter pilot, died back in 2005. He died by suicide. She was seeking help because she had gotten very bad advice from some individuals. She had two young boys. They told her to not tell them about his suicide. Instead, lie and say that he was killed in an accident, which she did. And 2 weeks later, she was driving her son to an event, and he started crying because he thought he had killed his father because he had put salt on the nachos when he was told not to, and that's why he was dead. So she went to TAPS. They were able to help her getting mentors for her sons, but they didn't have the expertise to be able to deal with military suicide. So they brought Kim on board, and now the TAPS organization, which is stands for Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors, and those are for military families, they now have a full program to be able to help, not only with military suicide, but Kim told me that they, in April, signed an agreement with the VA to where they can also help with veteran suicide, to help the families get beyond. One of the messages that was taken away from the service for the families was from a chaplain who said very specifically, don't ask yourself, why did this happen? Because you very well will never learn the answer. Instead, ask what? What can I do to keep moving forward to help others? So it is important to not define the individual by one act, but instead to look at their service and to honor that and honor what they've done in their lives, not just that one act.
Bobby, great talking with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your time.
Bobby O'Brien, Veterans and Military Issues reporter with WUSF in Tampa, Florida, and a correspondent for the American Homefront Project. Her feature on the Memorial Service for Military Suicide Victims airs today. On the State of Things, we're talking about Memorial Day and how we commemorate those who have lost their lives in service to their country. And we have more just ahead, a new documentary that explores a veteran's journey from military tours in Iraq to farming in rural North Carolina. And you'll hear it on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Stay with us.